Following up on our conversation yesterday, where we discussed how the local Homeland Security unit in the Prince George's County Police Department is monitoring social media of some students in the county's public high schools. The surveillance began after the county school system requested help from the department in an effort to curb incidents of violence at two high schools where fights broke out last month. Archie O'Neill is the director of the Department of Safety and Security Services at Prince George's County Public Schools, and he joins us now for more on this situation. Archie, good morning.
Esther, good morning. Thank WMAU for this opportunity to speak.
We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. So I want to jump right into it here. When did this practice of enlisting help from police and Homeland Security start, and why?
Well, this has been ongoing for years. This is something where it's no specific threat. We are looking at a situation where there's a threat made to either a school, and I'm talking specifically about the school, to schools, and we don't know who that person is. So we investigate those type of threats, and we involve the police department because of what they can do.
And that is to the ability to monitor the internet and social media for activities that students might be doing online. Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we are limited as to the scope of work we can do within the community. My authority lies within the boundaries of the public school system. In order to assist us to find threats of that nature, we work with the police department. The police department has been a great partner in helping solving crimes or threats of that nature.
Do you contact parents to let them know that their children are being monitored on social media when incidents occur? And what do parents say when you tell them?
We don't contact parents. In most cases, parents are contacting us, letting us know that there have been threats made to the school. So we either get the threats through parents, students, citizens, but the threats themselves come from other individuals.
And, you know, we're talking about this information, or this story, I should say, came about after a story from The Intercept that was published last week talking about the monitoring of this social media. And they did mention one parent in the story who did say that they had some concerns about this. I mean, have you heard, since this story broke, have you heard from parents who do have concerns now, maybe weren't aware?
No one's contacted me with any concerns or issues about what we do.
Has the Prince George's County Public Schools spoken with the police about what information is collected and saved?
No, we don't. I don't engage in their activity and how they preserve information. My job is to make sure that we don't have an incident on our school that could lead to mass shootings or casualties.
So what specifically then are you asking police to look for? I know that they search keywords. That was kind of a phrase that came up in the story, was keywords. What are you asking police to look for?
When you look at what's going on across this country and with mass shootings, school shootings, you're talking about, since Columbine, you had over 127 students killed. And my job is to try to prevent that. I take my job very seriously. And if you look at the overall shooting since 2000 to 2020, he probably had over 300 shootings. That is something that we do not want to happen in Prince George's County. And I don't think any school system would want that to happen.
So this monitoring has been ongoing, but school shootings have not stopped. Do you consider this program successful?
Yes, as we haven't had one.
You haven't had one in
Prince George's
County.
That is correct.
Are you concerned?
So it is working.
Are you concerned with the information about these students that's being collected and where it might end up?
We do not collect information on our students. I cannot speak for the police department, but I'm certain they probably do not as well. But we do not collect information. What we look at and entertain are threats to the school system. That's what we look at. That's what we focus on.
So when information is collected and say the police department, the Homeland Security unit, finds something, then they give the information to you. What do you do with it?
Again, if the law enforcement agency determines that it's a credible threat and they identify the suspect and an arrest is made or contact is made, that's on the police side. That, you know, I can't speak for the police department. I don't, like I said, we don't collect information.
No information whatsoever. They take care of everything after you say, I would like you to please look in on this activity.
You got to remember, this is a partnership. They entertain information that's outside of our purview. We cannot go knock on people's doors and ask them, did your son, daughter make this statement? We can't do that. So we are limited to within the boundaries of the school.
Can you access the information that they collect?
No.
So how prevalent is violence between students at Prince George's County Schools then? I mean, we're talking about a couple fights that broke out last month at Suitland High School and Wise High School. How prevalent is violence?
But I would say this, our school's really safe. I think we have a great school system. I think we have great students, great parents, and great administrators and teachers. I mean, I think we do a great job within our school system protecting our students and making sure that we have an environment that's conducive for learning.
And my final question to you, Archie, like, are there other programs that are being implemented in Prince George's County Public Schools that might not involve using police department resources and monitoring of social media? For example, violence interruption programs or counseling and mental health services in an effort to curb violence in schools?
You are so right on the money. That's what we're trying to implement throughout our school system since my time with Prince George's County Public School System. And I think when you look at our interaction with our students, we have like maybe, I would say on the average, 1 to 2% of students that don't conform. That may, that 1 or 2% may contribute to 98% of the problem, but 98% of our students are great students. I mean, we have a really some good students. We have a teacher who just won $1 million for her hard work. We just had a meeting with the Secretary of Agriculture, U.S., and as well as the Secretary of Education to visit our school system. So we're doing great things in Prince George's County. I think we have, like I said, our school under Dr. Golson's is heading in the right direction, and we're going to continue down that path. You know, I think, again, when you look at this instant, what happened and what we're discussing today, when you take in consideration that we're not having significant problems in our school system, that speaks volumes.
Archie O'Neill is the director of the Department of Safety and Security Services at Prince George's County Public Schools. Archie, we thank you so much for your time and for joining us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Esther.